Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Party poppin'!
Oh, yeah, boy!
Yeah!
Woo! Hey, y'all, this is the best time of my life!
Hey!
Hear that? That's the sound of a birthday lime in your favorite club.
Happy birthday to me.
And that is a sad, sad birthday. Wave to the Zoom friends. You only need one reason to vaccinate. So take your shot and get back to life. A message from Republic Bank.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Sonia lamented to Dinah that Fine Man's injury made her lonely, but she was being faithful. Coretta arrived and said her house was nearly burnt down because of old wiring. Sister Patsy turned up and immediately accused Coretta of trying to steal electricity. A heated argument ensued and Dinah chased them both. John called Coretta and told her he had already made arrangements to return from the bush the following week. Unique, who was feeling continuously depressed, promised Dinah that she would seek counselling. Right now, June is on the phone with Shelley.
Yes, we have seen some very threatened animals, but at the same impassioned.
All right, Unique. Anytime you feel like talking, just give me a call. And you take care of yourself, you hear me? All right, bye.
Is everything okay with Unique, June?
She's just going through something.
Oh, okay. Look, I finished setting the table and everything looks good.
Wonderful. Thanks, James.
I can't believe your parents are coming over after all this time.
Yes, I know. Mom stayed in that house for months, so afraid of COVID. But I think she feels a little better now because they have been vaccinated. And they are not going anywhere far.
Ah, Mr. Carter is a champion, though. He seems to be getting better with age.
Imagine I thought at one point we could lose Dad. I'm just happy both of them are doing well.
Yes, it's a blessing.
I know one day we all have to go. But I don't like to think of a time when I wouldn't have Mom and Dad.
Yeah, well, we can't spend too much time worrying about death. We just need to live life and enjoy it.
Especially in these times. I heard a person from Murondoy who was in the ICU COVID ward passed away.
Oh, no.
I was really hoping that they would pull through. I wonder if they were fully vaccinated.
Sad. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick shower before your parents get here.
Okay, I'll call them.
Alonso, I need money to go to my doctor.
What happened, Benicio? You sick?
No, I need to check for the baby. Vera la bebé está bien.
Oh.
Can you give me some money?
Look, pani dress the man. Edgalaka
$5,000. $5,000? No es suficiente.
I don't have more right now. Make it do.
Okay. Can you at least take me?
Wait, man. Is everything I got to do for you?
Alonso, this is your child too. Es tu bebé también.
Which I tell you I didn't want. You know you nearly messed up my business dealings because of this nonsense.
Alonso, why can you treat me better?
Look.
I am nice to you. I come, I clean, I cook, I wash, I iron your clothes, and still you treat me like this?
Look, I appreciate all them things you do for me. For real.
So why can't you treat me right?
I under a lot of stress, you know. I need to make some money quick out of this money business, but things moving slow.
Let me help you, mi amor.
I need money, Benicia.
Okay, I will see how I can help you.
You got an account at Republic Bank?
No, but I can see. Maybe I get another job.
I wonder how much is lotto right now buy. It's best I buy a ticket.
That would be good if you won the lottery, mi amor.
You telling me? I got to strategize.
Strategize?
Come up with a plan.
Oh, you know I don't know all the English words.
Yeah.
Alonso, I want us to build together. Don't shut me out.
It's just that I under a lot of pressure right now. And with the baby coming and all that, it's hard, man.
But this is our baby. We do this together.
I guess. I just got to figure a way to put me hand on some more cash soon.
I will see how I can help you, okay?
Yeah, man.
Anyway, I need to go to the doctor. Can you take me, por favor?
All right. Let me just shower quick.
Okay, baby.
Oh, June, lunch was absolutely wonderful.
Thanks, Mom.
I agree with Lucille. But is that smoke I'm smelling?
Next door, Mr. Carter. They have a fire in the yard.
I can't believe people are still engaging in that harmful practice. Just polluting the air for everyone.
I will speak to them.
By the way, I saw Coretta when I was standing by the gate this morning, and she said her house nearly burned down 2 days ago.
Can you speak to that woman, Cecil?
Look, I heard it had something to do with the wire.
That's what I heard.
Cecil, why were you speaking to Coretta?
Oh, Lucille, come off it.
People have to be really careful when it comes to the wiring in their house. I know somebody lost his house last year because instead of getting an electrician, he got somebody who claimed they could do it, and because the person charged next to nothing, he went ahead. Lost much more in the end.
Sad.
People need to pay attention to the earth wire too. If that is not properly connected to the earth rod, it could cause a fire.
Well, I think that was part of his problem too.
Not surprised. The earth wire prevents fires. And it also prevents damage to your equipment and appliances.
Well, I'm happy to know that we have two men in this family who are educated on matters concerning electricity.
We are fortunate.
Since GPL's upgrade, I must say that Cecil has been making the effort to ensure that all the lights are turned off and everything is unplugged when we're not using them.
We have to conserve, dear. We are pensioners.
And our last days must be spent in the comfort of our homes with reliable electricity.
Last days? Mom, you realize you and Dad are not going anywhere anytime soon?
Oh, well, that might be true. But what COVID has taught me is to live every day like it's your last. Take time to enjoy what life has given us.
Well, can't argue with that.
COVID has indeed taught valuable lessons.
Which reminds me, you heard Iskito was in the ICU, died, right?
Yes. Sadly.
Well, a few of the other relatives tested positive.
Oh, mercy! When will this end?
But that's not it, Mrs. Carter. They tested positive, and because they have no symptoms, they are not isolating. I saw one of them in the market this morning.
I am fed up of people like that, you know.
Such people should be prosecuted. How can you knowingly have COVID and choose to continue mingling like normal?
And that is one reason the infection is spreading.
It upsets me because that person who is positive might not show any symptoms. But what happens when they infect an older person or a person who has underlying conditions? I mean, anybody can end up in the ICU, but we know the risk is higher for some people.
Like us older folks.
I'll get it.
I can't believe people are being so irresponsible.
Oh, hi, Jason. You called the right time. Your grandparents are here.
Jason?
My grandson.
It's so good to hear your voice.
Alonso, you come inside with me?
Nah, I can chill outside till you're done.
Seguro?
Benicia, is COVID still? I'm sure they may want a set of people inside there. Do you think, man?
Okay.
Fix your mask.
Thanks.
How long you average you gonna be?
My appointment is in 10 minutes.
And how long you gonna be in there?
About 15 minutes con la doctora.
Alright, I'm gonna make a spin and come back.
Okay. See you soon, mi amor.
Yeah. I wonder what this one doing. Yo, Shelly. How you mean, why are you calling you? I want to see you. Shelly, don't play with me, you know. Hello? Hello? Wait. Is how up she hung up on me? You see if I bother with this woman? Hi, Alonzo Bai. You got to take back control of this situation.
Working in manufacturing, we are deadline driven.
June, so ExxonMobil has been putting out videos on their Facebook page?
Yes, Mom. They have been doing that for a while.
You know, I'm not too familiar with the social media business. I don't think it's for elderly people like me and Cecil.
But Dad has a Facebook account.
Cecil has a Facebook account?
Okay, Mom. Don't be so alarmed.
I'm going to ask him about it right now.
Come on. Let him and James enjoy their time in the yard.
Why would my husband have a Facebook account and I don't know?
Because he would just...
Next thing you know, some of these desperate women will be asking to go to the post office with him to collect his pension so they could rob a dotish old fool.
It's not like that, Mom.
Well, enlighten me, June.
Dad asked me at the start of the pandemic to set up an account for him.
You mean it's been more than a year?
He just wanted to be up to date with things.
Well, how come nobody asked if Lucille Carter wanted a Facebook account?
Look, all that does on there is check news. He keeps up with the local news, ExxonMobil, and things like that.
So, I don't want to know what's going on, too. I am a Guyanese, and I need to know what is going on with the oil, too.
Okay, I'll set up an account for you. In the meantime, familiarize yourself by scrolling on my timeline.
I want to go back to the ExxonMobil video you were watching.
All right. You see here? This is the ExxonMobil Facebook page.
Right.
These videos they call the Ripple Effect are often uploaded. This one is episode 18.
So, what is this about? The services of ExxonMobil?
They feature companies that went through training, increased their capacity, and became compliant to provide services for the oil and gas industry.
I see.
So, this is a clothing company, Caribbean Clothing Limited.
What kind of clothing they provide to the oil and gas industry?
Personal and protective equipment.
And how do businesses get these jobs?
They have to bid. So, this company did just that and won the Payaro project. And now, their clothing is all over the world.
That is excellent. Some of these people in Morondai should look for opportunities at Exxon.
Yeah, I encourage all the businesses in Morondai to sign up with a Center for Local Business Development. That's where the training starts. That's where your business becomes known with the oil and gas companies. And frankly, it can change your life.
I could imagine.
Look, this clothing company. This clothing company was able to rehire all the staff that they laid off due to COVID and then employed additional staff.
Maybe it is indeed a good idea to get on Facebook to keep up.
We can create an account now if you want.
Can I see what Cecil's account looks like first?
Okay. Cecil Carter. Here.
Wait. He has a picture of himself there? Why is he smiling like that?
It's called a profile picture, Mom.
What is he trying to do? Attract desperate, immoral women?
Oh gosh, what have I started?
Cecil has some explaining to do.
Oh, Mr. Carter, I never knew you to really drink alcohol.
I hide it from Lucille. Every night before bed, I have some high wine.
And she doesn't smell it on you?
I brush my teeth immediately after, and most times she's already asleep anyway.
Well, you know Lucille would have a fit if she found out.
That's why it's my secret, James.
And it's safe with me.
Cecil? Who is Ethel Alberta Priscilla Ophelia Williams?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.